Alexander leaves Babylon. Alexander wept in Babylon, not because his father had died or his old tutor had looked at him finally with those eyes of stone, but because the drink of Babylon was so good. It tasted of dandelion milk squeezed from a stalk still in its greenness. Here in his hand, the world, but first this glass of clarity, swelling like sunlight and as sharp. Yes, winter had aged him suddenly, as a straw statue left outdoors, in the everness of the terrible Gedrosian, that skin-colored bowl soft as the palm of God, where the urge to understand met the urge to disappear, and the two lay down to couple in the dust. Sand scrubbed him clean as a glass there. He came out empty as the strange room that widens between two heartbeats, vacant as the circle of faces gathered at table, flames staring quietly from a white fire, visionlessly patient in its dinner of elimination. I need no one else. I am a star. Then the gemmed cats ranged under the table, and a rainbow-colored snail kissed the marbling foot.